The great thing about Yoga Nidra is the correct position is however you feel like it, really. You know, like whatever makes you most comfortable, whatever you're going to be able to release into or kind of feel safe doing, that's the way to lay there.
Yeah.
We say that it's a permissive meditative practice, Yoga Nidra. And it's a practice that is really, really centered around just noticing, just feeling, using these tools of feeling and noticing as a way, as a doorway into being. Sort of embracing this moment as it is. And I mentioned to you that Yoga Nidra is a practice of safety, and it also is a practice of settling. This process of releasing into rest. It's just a very, very useful skill to acquire. So let's begin by just practicing this skill of release. Let's notice the breath here today. Feel how the breath is moving. Notice how the inhale feels. And notice how the exhale feels. And then begin with the breath on each inhale. Just notice how the body is being supported by the mat beneath it. Feeling that with the inhale. And then with each exhale, begin to give the weight of your body to that support. So it's inhaling to feel how you're being supported and exhaling to just give the weight of the body away. And just allow yourself to go back and forth between these two things for a few breaths here. Practicing settling down. In our modern lives, many different things tend to be happening all the time. Interactions with different people, goals, aspirations, all of these things always happening around us. And during the practice of Yoga Nidra, we let all that go. The idea in the practice of Yoga Nidra is to welcome anything that arises. And here in the space for the practice of Yoga Nidra, there is no people to please. There's no deadlines to meet, and simply to be here resting, that is more than enough. And as we practice, there are various sounds which can be heard. We can hear the sounds of the cars in the distance, the people moving by outside of this room. This room itself has a specific quality of sound. There's also the sound of my voice. My voice, which is providing guidance for this practice of Yoga Nidra. But even my voice and the words that I'm saying aren't really the most important thing happening here. Because sometimes it's easy to follow along, and sometimes the mind wanders, and all of this is okay. Just as the mind goes where it may, just remember to welcome anything that arises. And as you find yourself settling here, take a few breaths to really be with the sphere. sphere of sonic experience available to you in this moment, taking a few breaths to practice welcoming and allowing all sounds. Total awareness of sound. The invitation during the practice of Yoga Nidra is always simply to allow each sound that you hear to take you deeper into this experience of yourself. And here at the beginning of this practice, I want you to consider the relationship between rest and healing. What does this inquiry bring up for you? In most cases, rest is very helpful to the process of healing. And most of us humans are always healing from something. So just here now, just imagine what, for you, what would healing be like? What would it be like to heal in the body? What would it be like to heal in the mind? And what would it be like to heal in your relationships and how you relate to other people and places? But what would it be like if we as a larger society and culture could heal? And how could rest be helpful in this? And now, just take few breaths into this awareness of the potential for healing. Just acknowledging that these bodies, these minds, they know how to heal themselves. Just breathing into this idea. Here and now, into this practice of Yoga Nidra, I welcome you. The practice will now proceed with a rotation of awareness around the physical body, where the invitation is to practice sensing and feeling the body as pure sensation. The invitation is to practice listening to the sensations arising in the physical body, because these bodies really do like to be heard. We'll begin this trip around the physical body today by first bringing attention to the eyebrow center point. Sense and feel the eyebrow center point. There's no way to do it wrong. Just noticing anything that's arising, welcoming anything arising here in the eyebrow center point. And then allow this awareness to move down to the space in between the collarbones, the softness at the base of the throat. Simply feeling, simply welcoming. Then notice the right shoulder. Feel the right elbow and wrist. Notice the sensations in the palm of the right hand and the tip of the right hand. Thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. Feel again the right palm, wrist, elbow, shoulder, and the space between the collarbones. Just resting in the softness there. And then moving down the second arm, notice the left shoulder. Feel the left elbow and wrist. Notice the sensations in the palm of the left hand and the tip of the left hand. Thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. Again, notice the left palm, wrist, elbow, shoulder, and the space between the collarbones. From this space between the collarbones, allow your awareness now to travel down to the space of the heart, behind the center of the breastbone. Feeling into this space of the heart, there is so much information available by learning to listen here. So feel into anything arising in your heart space. Notice the right chest. Feel the heart center. Notice the left chest. Back to the heart center. From the heart, allow your awareness to travel down to the navel center behind the belly button. Simply feeling and noticing here. And then down now to the base of the pelvis, a place in the body where we can tune into our earthen, terrestrial nature. It's feeling into this base of the pelvis. And then down, notice the right hip, knee, and ankle. Feel the sensations in the sole of the right foot, the tip of the right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and fifth toe. Feel again the right sole, ankle, knee, hip, and the base of the pelvis. Simply feeling, allowing this awareness to flow now into the left hip. Feel the left knee and ankle. Notice the sensations in the sole of the left foot, in the tip of the left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and fifth toe. Feel again the left sole, ankle, knee, hip, and the base of the pelvis. From this base of the pelvis, we'll move our awareness up the midline of the body. Again, visiting various points along our midline. So feel the base of the pelvis. And then notice again the navel center behind the belly button. Feel again into the heart center behind the breastbone. Notice the space between the collarbones, the softness there. The eyebrow center point. And then notice the crown of the head. Just feeling the crown. And then back down. Eyebrow center point. Feel the space between the collarbones. And then allow awareness to come home to the space of the heart. And for a few breaths, just be here. Aware and present, welcoming anything that arises in the space of the heart. here in the space of the heart, it can be easier to feel the feeling of being alive. And here now, just notice your aliveness. Feel the whole physical body and notice how the whole physical body is pulsing with each beat of the heart, with each breath. Universal life force energy flowing through you as you. And just feel this movement of life now. Feel life animating you each breath. And then, as if you could breathe directly in and out of your heart center, inhale into your heart center, filling up this space with awareness, and then exhale out from your heart center in all directions. And just continue in this way, inhaling directly into your heart center and exhaling directly out in all directions. And just for a few breaths, total awareness of breath in the heart space. And you, as an alive human being, you are intimately held and supported by Mother Earth herself. You and Mother Earth are intimately connected. And here and now, do your best to feel into this connection. Feel into the fact that Mother Earth is beneath you now, holding you, supporting you. And just feel into what it is to be a child of Mother Earth. And if you have anything you would like to share with Mother Earth, perhaps gratitude, love, anything at all, you can just send that to Mother Earth now, maybe with an exhale, exhaling to share anything you have for the Mother down into the Earth. And you, as a human being here on planet Earth, you are not alone. You are part of a greater web of life. And this web of life, yes, includes other humans, but it also includes the plants, the animals, the insects, the oceans, and the mountains. You share Mother Earth with all of these beings. And here and now, feel into again your heart center. And see your heart center as a brilliant point of light. And begin to notice from your heart your connection to other beings, the connection to your family and friends, and to the other kingdoms as well, the plants, the animals. And see your heart as a point of light. And see all of these other beings, their hearts, as points of light as well. And as you breathe, you can breathe energy from your heart to others, perhaps along little strands of light, weaving a web of light from your heart to all of the other hearts. And as you breathe, you can breathe out anything you may have to offer, anything you may have to give away. And as you breathe in anything that you may need that could help you. Breathing out into this web of life, and then breathing it back in. Total awareness of you as part of something bigger. And just breathe here in this way for some time. Wherever you are, whatever is arising, welcome it, and then allow it to fade, fading into the openness of awareness, which is Yoga Nidra. Perhaps even remind yourself, I am practicing Yoga Nidra. Yoga Nidra is the form of awareness. We'll next move through a few feeling state evocations. Beginning here and now with this concept of safety. What does this word safety mean to you? And if perhaps you can recall a time when you felt very safe, what is that like in the body? What is safety like neurologically? What is safety like as an experience? And is there any place in your life that this feeling of safety may be helpful or useful? Is there any way in which you may be able to share? Can you share this feeling of safety? What would it be like? What would it be like if you can feel completely safe now? What would that be like? Then again, consider the concept of healing and the word health. What does this word health mean to you? And within this, what would you imagine it to feel like to be vibrantly healthy? What does it feel like to feel healthy in the body? What does it feel like to be healthy in the mind? And what would your life look like if you could begin being even more healthy now? What would that be like? Then allow these questions as well to fade into the openness of awareness, which is Yoga Nidra. And here in this openness, consider the question, who or what am I really? Who or what am I really, and what is my fundamental nature? What is it that makes me me? Where does this feeling of being alive come from? And then notice the fact of awareness itself. Notice the ability to be aware. And inside of this awareness, again, notice the feeling of the movement of life. It pulses, it breathes. Feel again the breath, perhaps the beating of the heart, even noticing the pulse of cognition, all thoughts, all emotions, all sensations arising and subsiding inside of awareness. And even this experience of having a physical body can again arise inside of awareness. Again, notice the physical body and notice your physical body resting here. And still resting in stillness here with the eyes still closed. Bring into your awareness the so-called external world. Again, noticing the outer sounds, becoming again aware of this room and where the body has rested. And know that soon this practice of Yoga Nidra will draw to a close. But the turn outward can perhaps be the most important part of this practice. For in the turn outward, we ask the question, how do we bring the blessings of this practice with us? So anything useful, anything beneficial, anything good that you feel now, just bring that forward. Breathe into any of the goodness of this practice, breathing it into your heart, your center. And really feel into what it is like to have rested here. What does it feel like to be rested? And then as this practice now draws to a close, feeling into your center, feeling into just the basic fact that you are alive, with that, begin again to invite movement into the physical body. Invite a gentle wiggling of the fingers, a little wiggle, wiggle, wiggle of the fingers. Invite a gentle wiggling of the toes, but really take your time. Honor yourself and where you're at here and now. Be excessively gentle with yourself as we externalize more and more. And know that this practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Hari Om Tat Sat. This practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Thank you for listening. Thank you.